This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
That was good timing.
Welcome to Supermarket Sheep. you guys know Supermarket Sweep, hosted by Leslie Jones?
Yeah, you gotta put like a bunch of stuff in your shopping cart or something.
Yeah, but there's also like mini game shows, quizzes, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is Supermarket Sheep. So the following, it's really just questions about grocery items. Multiple choice style. Are we ready?
Why not?
I think so. Sure.
Question one. Which salad is the best seller at Safeway?
Are you going to talk about the Sweeney?
We can get it back into it, but it feels like Miles has something specific that
I'd
he
like
wants
to unbox
done.
The 2023 Listener's Choice Winner Award.
Winner Award? Every award is a winner award.
This is the 2023 Listener's Choices. It comes with care instructions.
Okay.
To clean, use soft and dry cloth only.
Yes, this will melt in a washer dryer situation.
And it does also come with some silica gel.
So what part of it
American
stays fresh?
Psycho.
And of course, the Signal Award for 2023 Listener's Choice winner. Of advice and how-to for perfect person. Thank you for the voting. And of course, we would be remiss. We would be remiss if not to also give a shout out to the 2023 silver winner.
You won first. You won first and second place.
Yeah, I won first in silver. I won listeners and I won silver, but I did not win the gold. And next year, guys, we'll get them.
So how many awards are there per category? There's listener, there's gold, there's silver.
I believe there's silver, bronze, gold, teal, and listener.
Teal?
Oh, I'm smudging it.
Quick, did you get
care? The microfiber.
Oh, yeah. Get the silicone gel. It's getting too moist. I did get a microfiber with this one as well, I believe. Yes,
okay,
here it is.
I was going to ask.
Here it is, so I make sure that I can keep it nice and clean.
I wasn't sure if it was just a gold thing or...
This is heavy as fuck.
It is heavy.
Well, I want to thank HeadGum, the HeadGum Podcast, and everyone here except Jeff for really helping me secure the W. Thanks, guys, for real.
I've been on two episodes. I contributed to like 1/80th of that award.
You've been on three. And the fact that you don't remember that
means you've been on one.
I mean, you've what? Been on one. I'm deleting the old episode.
No way, because then you're going to lose the ad revenue from that.
Doesn't matter.
Going forward, you won't get the impressions.
But I'll have my hope.
I have stuff to get to. Yeah. Do you want to just put your award somewhere that's displayed so that we can...
It's really nice.
...refer back to them if necessary / ad nauseum?
I would like that. Oh! Wait.
I wonder if they... Gold one is any different than the listener one, which is also gold.
What are you?
What is it?
You're worried it's broken?
I think it is broken.
No, the headphones are wearable. You didn't know that?
Is that true?
No way.
There's no way.
There's no way. They're but they are loose.
No, that's not true. I just wanted to see if you'd try and yank it.
You want to meet it? Let's just put those right there. Yeah.
The hardware.
We started the show, by the way. We did the little cold open, and you know, I was hoping that the cold open would be, oh, the awards. That's funny. He's opening them on the show. Cold open over. Let's get into the actual show. But you kept driving the point past home that you won these awards that basically are pay to play. By the way,
they're not pay to play. Maybe the silver was, but
it was a fortune to be nominated. But you did finish second naturally.
Well, yeah. A listener.
And the listener.
I got second and listener.
Yeah. Did you submit or did HeadGum submit for
you? HeadGum submitted for me, which is really nice.
Why does HeadGum not do that for the HeadGum podcast? Not once have we submitted the show for an award.
I think it's too expensive.
It's like $40?
A little more.
I think it's expensive.
Yeah.
But Amir footed the bill personally.
Maybe we did and it didn't go anywhere.
That's also possible, Jeff.
You can only bribe people so far.
Yeah.
What category?
Pay to play.
What would it go into?
The category would be pay to play.
Oh.
It's a bribery only category.
We got the gold in the pay to play category.
So whoever gives the most cash
yeah.
wins the most glash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were, Segments was in a bidding war with us.
Interesting.
And you guys just did that because you know that you would drive the price up and I would end up spending $1,400 for the gold.
What's the biggest amount of money you've ever spent on a little silly joke that you've lost?
It's a really good... I spent $400 on edible arrangements for Hayes and Sean from Hollywood Handbook when they guessed it on this episode. Because I was like, oh, this is perfect. They'll be like, you sent us this fruit basket before. Why did you do that? There would be like a whole bit on the show. They didn't bring it up at all.
Yeah.
What?
They
you
just
also gave one a really
fruit.
Big one and one the smallest one possible.
Exactly. So I gave, I think, Hayes like... the like
executive.
Magnum 10,000 sticks of fruit
oh,
and I gave
God.
Sean like 5 sticks of cantaloupe. Not even, I think it was maybe honeydew.
Oh,
I couldn't even afford the other melons.
Yeah, Jesus.
And they didn't discuss amongst themselves, so they didn't know the size
exactly. Yeah, that was the other part of the bit. Was it supposed to be like, you got an edible arrangement too, like how big was yours? And it's like, you know, why did I get a tiny one, why did Hayes get the huge one?
That didn't come up.
No, not once.
Not ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
We're putting this segment on hold.
We have to.
We have to.
It's too
and
much.
You want to know why? Because Barbara Broccoli, producer of the Bond movies. Sorry, are we are we boring you?
No, I was just pulling up my segment.
Your segment?
Yeah, well, every time I come on the show, I just I like to prepare a little segment.
Yeah.
I think.
It's always at my expense.
Yeah.
Not always. I mean, this one could be different.
Bye-bye wisdom teeth, August 30th, 2013. Jeffrey James. 2 comments, 8 likes.
Just know that he can play it.
I was just going to say we're shelving Bond of the Week for the time being because Barbara Broccoli, the producer, says nothing is happening. With regards to the new Bond. But
certainly
that was from
like
my
it.
Facebook page?
Yeah, this is on your public Facebook page, which I encourage everyone to check out because there's a lot of stuff I saw and witnessed that I don't feel comfortable sharing.
Meaning?
Because it was about people that are not like you.
Meaning?
Well, it's like seeing other people, sort of women, flirt with you from high school. I don't feel comfortable like when they comment like, hey, cutie, like I don't feel comfortable saying that on the show.
But you feel comfortable viewing it on the internet.
Oh, like, I viewed it already.
10 years ago.
Oh, here's the Grand Budapest Hotel trailer. So, period, excited.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, I went to film. I was really into film in high school.
2013.
Did you like Wes Anderson?
I loved Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
I still like Wes Anderson.
He's good.
Yeah.
I actually did have a question, though.
Okay.
2014, November 28th.
My birthday.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That provides some context. Did okay. you say, happy birthday, Karen Gillan?
Because we share the birthday. And so it was kind of a little coy little thing of like, oh, my friends know it's my birthday, but I'm wishing someone else a birthday. And what's that?
Does she know
Sorry.
You?
No.
Was she famous at that point?
Yeah, she was in Doctor Who.
Oh.
So she
I
was,
loved Doctor Who.
She's booked. She was booked. She was busy.
She was blessed.
Yeah.
She was booked, blessed, and thriving under 30 and thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And flirty.
And now she's married to Nick Kocher.
I know.
Have you met her before?
I haven't, but I feel like my friend Corey sees her all the time because he's buddies with Nick.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm only 2 degrees separate from Gillen.
Would you bring that up?
What's that?
Would you bring it up?
That on November 28th, 2014, I wished her a happy birthday on my Facebook.
No. She'd like to know.
Would you say, oh, we have the same birthday?
That I would say.
Yeah.
Not this shit.
You said, I would say, I wished you a happy birthday. You didn't get it.
Okay.
You don't think that's a little weird that you knew her birthday?
I think everyone knows, everyone tends to know, like, what celebrities share a birthday with me, right? But my sister shares it with Justin Bieber.
That's cool.
Yeah. By the way, this comes out on my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
That's
what time is that? March 1st, yeah. As in, let's march first towards the Capitol.
Oh. Whoa.
Was she born on a leap year? Or is it like almost the 29th of February?
If her birthday is March 1st.
But like, is it, what year was she
born? Oh, okay.
you didn't answer.
I mean, can we get a numbers crunch on that, Miles?
Is she turning in
1994? Was that a leap year?
Looking for cheap quality housing in the USC area this summer? Look no further than the glimmering palace that is the Sigma Nu house.
So, I was in a fraternity for a semester.
I didn't know you were in a fraternity.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a big part of your brand identity.
Of course it's not. I was there for a semester and a half.
But you were urging people to join or to live there?
I had to advertise the housing thing as part of the pledging process.
Did you make it? Were you a brother?
Yeah, and then immediately I was like, this isn't fun anymore. And that was the second semester where I was a full brother was the year that Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the house were celebrating. So I was like, eh.
Not for you.
Oh, yeah, Trump was elected enough. And people were like, let's do a kegger. And you said, actually do theater.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, I do improv. That's my brotherhood.
Is there a frat that voted with her?
Yeah, gotta be the beta house.
Yeah,
the beta cuck house.
Yeah,
yeah.
Government shutdown. Let's talk about it. Is it imminent? Would you guys be surprised, or would you kind of be glad to have
a shutdown by the government?
Yeah, would you? Like, what if the post office stopped for a month?
I don't send a lot of post.
Yeah.
But I think I would probably receive things. Would it affect Amazon?
I think Amazon is safe because that's private. So to have that would
Let's shut this fucker down.
Let's get public services gone for a while.
Yeah.
Are we not surprised that HeadGum hasn't had a shutdown?
I'm not surprised that
You've
we
never
haven't.
Thought about walking out, Allie?
No. No, okay. There's been no talk of unionizing.
Yeah, I feel like Marika would have a different answer because we kind of threw a comedy festival that she was like forced into planning basically by herself on the day of her birthday 3 years ago.
Okay, I don't know if that's true, but I don't know what that has to do with the walkout.
Wow, Mir.
I would have walked out if
Are
I was
you
her.
Okay?
I think I was until I heard that.
I think I was the only one who acknowledged it was her birthday because I brought her cookies.
Yeah.
And then she forgot that it was me. She was like, oh, somebody brought cookies. I was like, that was me.
I feel like we were all having a lot of fun before we walked in the studio.
It sounded fun.
Because we were talking about like your haircut versus Amir's haircut.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
we were just sour, kind of the
connecting.
Energy.
We were talking about prebiotic sodas.
Olipops.
Olipop.
I was going to say Olipop. Yeah, the fact that marshmallows grow on trees like money.
Yeah, we're having like a lot of fun, like whimsical conversation.
I don't mind that.
You clearly do.
Facebook anymore? Or do you want to sprinkle this in throughout the episode? Just like quotes here and there.
Yeah, I'd rather sprinkle.
Got it.
To be honest.
All right.
What is that?
What?
You guys hear about this?
Lauren
Boebert used to have a gun-themed restaurant in Rifle, Colorado called Shooter's Grill.
Is she the one who got fingered in the...
Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
What?
She was groped at a musical.
Oh.
She was... I hate to say it, but she was...
She was groping too, right?
Consensual?
Consensual.
Yeah. So not groped.
Fingered.
She was Josh Groban.
I don't know.
She got a little handsy during a matinee.
And she was hands on.
I don't mind that for her, though. That's not my issue with her.
Okay.
Do you mind that the play was Beetlejuice?
To me, Beetlejuice is a romp and a fun festival. So being...
Sorry. Hmm? Yeah. Beetlejuice is... The Beetlejuice, the musical or play, is
musical.
A festival?
Yeah, a musical. It's a fun festival.
Okay.
It's like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, best Broadway musical to hook up to.
Wow.
Something rotten.
Right as Gavroche gets killed.
Hamlet. As soon as Hamlet exits.
You think they do Hamlet on Broadway?
Fucking idiot. They don't even do
Spamlet. They did Fat Ham.
What's that?
It's a version of Hamlet with
overweight
Marcel Spears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lauren Boebert used to have a gun-themed restaurant in Colorado, in Rifle, Colorado, called Shooter's Grill. The restaurant was scantily decorated beyond two muskets on the wall and a few string lights.
Okay.
It seems like the theme was supposed to come alive mostly in the actual guns that people were allowed to brandish while eating dishes like chicken dunkers and dinner salad.
Dinner salad is a great name for a salad.
We were like a family, Boebert said. I would say Shooters for any employee was their life. We lived
and breathed it every day. They were a part of this culture and brand that we created in Rifle, and there was a lot of pride with that. So this is a segment where I would like us all to create our and build our perfect order from Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado.
I'd like to sprinkle in.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day to the best, most beautiful mom a guy could ever ask for. Thanks for putting up with me for 18 years, mama.
So
made 26.
I was obviously a problem / gifted child.
I'm seeing shareable desserts. Does anyone want to go in on something together?
Oh, yeah. Allie or the that. Fucking cat. Bavarian cream churros, anybody?
Ooh, this menu is so scant.
It has sides. Go to the sides.
Hard shell taco salad.
Click on sides, Amir.
Okay.
Check out the fucking... Because I feel like the...
is terrible. The sides is empty.
Really?
Yeah.
So then maybe you don't have sides. I maybe jumped the carp on that one.
Pork green chili sounds good.
So, okay, list out a dish and then also what kind of gun you would have with that.
I'm going to have the pork green chili with an Uzi.
Yeah, that's really good.
Served with a corn or flour tortilla.
Can I have an AK-47 and a chili cheese fries add grilled chicken?
The little shooter's meal?
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go little shooter's burger.
Which is a 3-ounce patty.
Yeah.
And with a sawed-off shotgun.
And it's the little shooter burger is a little Maverick smash burger. So
that's
a little
really good.
A little Maverick for a little shooter.
Oh, I like that.
How about I go in on a grenade and a Bavarian cream-filled churro?
That's pretty
good. I'm going to get the Ron's Heart Attack stack with a gat.
Cheesecake wontons feels like cultural appropriation.
Corned beef hash.
And a hat.
And a hat with a side of a fucking gun.
So you ran out of guns.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, we do have to move on. Full steam ahead.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Who's... Sorry. Who is that?
That's Pyle. That's Andrew
Pyle. That's Pyle?
I don't know if you met Pyle.
I don't think so.
Oh, to be...
You again.
To be you again.
To be you again, Bree Pyle.
Oh, God.
Also Pyle.
What
so.
Is he... What was,
what was
that?
He doing? Was he...
He's like having trouble breathing. I think ever since he had a kid, he has like a clogged aorta.
Oh my god!
Sounds serious.
Yeah.
This has to be card back. Yeah, I will.
It's over here.
Okay.
What's the update? How much did we lose and why?
We still.
We're just pushing on through.
Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we'll just use the boom audio for that 4 minutes. Anya just said that we're good to go. That's
boom awesome. Audio from what?
You mean
from the sorry?
It's that he's it getting, picked it up.
You see that he's getting. Hey Jeff,
How's your blood pressure?
It's hypertense. We'll be right back.
It's hypertense.
The heck?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Does anybody have any druthers that they'd like to get out of their system? You have your segment that's just going to keep sprinkling through, but...
I don't have much left, though.
Yeah, all right.
I've sort of, you know, I've combed the internet. I feel like I could read a little bit more from that interview you did about how music is the comedy to your life. But no, my druthers recently... Ah, is that something I hate or something I love?
I think it's like something you have
to
issue
with. We're out of time.
With.
We have to start the next segment. I'm sorry. Welcome to... HeadGum Podcast Debates. There's a big election on Tuesday in California.
What is it?
It's the Democratic primary with an incumbent president.
Got it.
So not that big, I guess. But I thought that there is a subject matter that I think is worth debating. I wanted Anya on this episode. She's not available, but it needs to happen. And that's why we will be debating the question...
But, and what's the question? Are we still rolling?
Sorry, this theme song's a lot... There we go.
Longer than you thought.
The question is Studio G truly better than Studio H?
Is it goated?
Yes.
Studio goated.
Goaty.
We are going to be doing a Lincoln Douglas debate.
Meaning?
With randomly assigned positions. It will be structured like a Lincoln Douglas debate. It will be an affirmative construction.
Did you do debate in high school? How do you know all these words?
I swam.
Okay.
And I swam. I swam. Yeah.
So far away.
So you're learning these words with us. The Lincoln Douglas thing, you knew that?
It's not that hard. It's just a structure of debate.
That seems like you took a debate class or something.
I learned about it in preparation for the episode. People are shocked when I put effort into this shit. There's an affirmative construction, meaning the person arguing that Studio G is better will have 3 minutes, because we're doing it halftime. It's supposed to be 40 minutes. We're doing it for 20.
Yeah.
You have 3 minutes to set up your argument. Why Studio G is better than Studio H. And I think we should randomly assign now, and then I'll explain the structure so that people can be thinking about it. Ready?
How does it work with three people?
It's going to be teams of two, so I'm going to participate.
Okay.
How much did Sydney Sweeney pay you to be in that commercial?
I don't want to brag.
But
it was scale.
I want to brag, but it was minimum wage.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I have put a wheel of names together. So this is to prove that this is randomly assigned. And I'm only saying this because if I get assigned Studio G, I don't want people to be like, Jeff prepared his arguments ahead of time, because mine are going to be pretty strong. I also want people to know that if I'm assigned that I'm supposed to be saying that Studio H is better than Studio G, it's going to be tough for me. So here we go.
So it seems like you have a lot of caveats about the segment that you started.
Who will be arguing for Studio G is going to be Miles.
So I have to say that this studio is better than the other one.
Exactly right. Okay.
Absolutely. Happy to. Thank you. Quiet sound effect. Quiet. Very quiet.
And then...
Are you assigning everybody else?
No! I'm going to spin it again, because who's going to be Miles' teammate rooting for Studio G? Here we go. Spinning the wheel.
Quiet. Very quiet sound effect.
I hope it's not Jeff.
Yes! Studio G!
What? That is the happiest I've ever seen Jeff. He just screamed. He just, with glee. Look at that. What is that? He was so pissed when the thing stopped recording.
It's hard to believe that none of his arguments are going to be pre-planned.
I know, because he clearly did a lot of work on this.
We also didn't see the thing spinning.
No.
It will be. It'll be on the episode. I just can't screen share as well as in Studio H. So in that way, I guess Studio G is not as good.
That's a good one for me and Amir.
Ali and Amir will be arguing for Studio H. Miles and I will be holding it down with Studio Jeff.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Affirmative construction. Miles and I have 3 minutes on the board to argue for Studio G.
Well, first and foremost, I got to say the high ceilings for a guy like me that struggled with being tall my entire fucking life. Really nice to have. I think when you walk into Studio G, you get that podcast feeling of quiet. You get that nice. Shelves litter the walls with nothing but sound panels on them.
It's a poem. Tables as far as the eye can't see. Yeah.
Curtains hungst among the walls, purple they may be. Oh, I shed a tear upon mine eye for a loft that may ne'er be seen. What is in the loft? That I don't know. Jeff, take it.
To have walls of charcoal is something that has always brought me a smile to see.
Not really. You hated charcoal.
I think the lighting is there compared to Studio H. I don't have to color correct as much. Casey Donahue texted me. He said,
and I quote,
he said, the lighting in Studio H is also good. He was lying to not only me, but also himself, because I think that the viewers at home would agree and have thus on last week's episode of this show, Dregmans, that people pop off of the charcoal. People's skin tones are truer to their real nature. The studio setup is spacious. I don't mind that there's posters that could be anything, but we chose to advertise a podcast network that people are already watching. People are already watching HeadGum, yet we still advertise. That's free ad space. When Jake Johnson is sitting right where Miles' ass is, he's adorning the studio with energy that we get to pick up on. He puts down the racket, we pick it up, and we're playing. Okay. We're just dancing.
And I gotta tell you guys, Jake Johnson being able to sit where mine ass must be.
Has it been 3 minutes?
It's been 2:15.
Unbelievably slow.
And if I may go on a diatribe.
Of course.
Somebody called into my advice podcast.
And said?
And asked for advice about a problem. Then they called into Jake Johnson Advice Podcast.
Wow. This is actually, sorry, it's the affirmative for, construction of Studio G, not so much.
Asked for advice from him.
Yeah.
And I must say that my advice was better, but I thought it was funny that two HeadGum shows, same guy calling both shows.
Wow. Who got is on this both guy? Shows.
And that's why you think Studio G is better than Studio H?
And thusly, I must conclude. The walls behind thine eyes are beauty. They are grace.
The couch. G stands for grace.
Cream.
The G stands for grace.
The G stands for grace.
The G stands for grace.
What's that?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, that's the end of our time. I will say that the next part is a cross-examination from y'all. Okay. 90 seconds you have to ask us questions about what we have just set up. So I hope you were listening. I hope you were taking notes. You also get to set up your negative construction. Why is Studio H better than Studio G? 90 seconds on the board. Have at it.
What was the problem?
Oh. This isn't kind of Lincoln Douglas.
Well, you know what I'll say?
Sort of this side
quest. You said
quest.
These walls are charcoal, which you like.
I said the walls are hallowed.
I think I had bad memories in the other studio.
Bad memories.
Jeff would panic, run in, sweaty.
No. You're not supposed to say it. They're supposed to argue for Studio H.
She asked me a question.
Well, you said the color of the walls, which are similar in Studio H, are better here, but they're both charcoal, right? I thought you said you liked a cola or
cinnamon. Your whole thing is you love cola.
I'm debating,
I feel like it really should be Studio C.
Cross. Nice.
Studio J. Johnson.
I was thinking C, cross, whatever you want to call that one. G, Jeff.
Interesting. You also said
40 seconds left for a cross-examination. You guys are already losing the debate.
Aren't the lights the same, too? A lot of the things you like in that room
are
identical.
Well, but these are the circular aperture / Amaran panels.
We are not allowed to respond. Softbox. Lincoln Douglas.
Was being tall really hard for you?
Yeah.
Just a conversation.
That's a part of my cross examination.
Put in violins here.
Height privilege.
You can fit in either studio. If anything, the other one's a little bit more cozy.
I was going to say cozy.
I can hardly see you.
Snug as a bug.
Yeah. If you're too. Because you had
a bad day. Didn't you get scolded for playing copyright music on the podcast?
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how to cross examine.
All right. That was pretty weak. I'm glad I wasn't paired with a mirror.
What?
All right. Here we go.
Half your time was spent on a poem. I couldn't be that critical.
It's hard to cross-examine extemporaneous poem.
Well, now you get to set up your argument. You have 3.5 minutes to set up your argument for Studio H.
Okay.
Here's what I will say. This has to be done.
Okay.
This is the segment. We're already in the debate. It has to be 20 minutes. So, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. 3 minute. Fucker. 3 minutes.
This has to be done, he said threateningly.
It has to be done.
3.5 minutes on the board. Set up your argument of why Studio H is better.
Okay.
Okay.
What sparks the most joy to you?
I would feel, have you ever heard of the first waffle theory?
No.
So this, I'm a first waffle. If you're an oldest kid, you're a first waffle. Mm-hmm. And it's that when you're making waffles, the first one's kind of a tester.
Yeah.
And then as you make more waffles, they get better.
Yeah.
But you have to love the first one the most.
Yeah.
Mm. Because they showed you the way.
And it also,
and it told you
to
how
go
hot
from
it was.
Zero to waffle is a great moment.
Yeah.
Once you start having second, third, fourth waffle, you
it's
start getting
special.
Sick.
Yeah, you get full.
Yeah, you get
it's
full.
Too much.
The studio, as we experienced it, was the platonic ideal of a studio.
This Studio H, perfect bite. This one, too big.
Yeah, it's a little bit too big. And Jeff is a little too far away. I can't quite see him. Everything
I can't see him at all.
The thing is, that room was built as a studio. It is glass enclosed. It is soundproofed. It was created to be a studio. This was a converted green room. It was a conference room. Mm-hmm. It was a loft. I mean, there's things are strewn about kind of haphazardly. We did the best with what we could, but this was improvised. This wasn't ever meant to be a studio. So the fact that it looks pretty good is a testament to the people that built it, but it wasn't designed to be this.
Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about butts in the seats. That one's been having famous butts in those seats for years.
What kind of famouses are in there?
You have a minute and 50 seconds left.
I mean, we know Cross has been there.
Yeah.
We know Bateman.
Yeah.
Bateman was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bateman was definitely there. Mm-hmm.
Bateman didn't even come in this room.
He didn't even have to.
He didn't want to?
He didn't even see it.
Because this is a secondary space. It's an overflow.
Do you give snacks to Bateman?
We offered, but he didn't need / want.
He wouldn't need a thing.
He didn't have to have it.
He said on Ozark, I didn't have anything.
I just can't imagine him chowing down a granola bar.
A mozzarella stick?
Yeah.
Miles, Lincoln, Douglas, we will have time for a prosecution.
And it will be about the snacks.
And it will be about the snacks.
That other studio is also closer to the entrance. So it's like easy access in, easy access
also,
out.
Also, the other studio has a window, which is kind of fun.
You can see in.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a dark corner lit up. The sound paneling, though it completely encloses us, is also there's like, you know, like white spaces. It seems like kind of like we put up as much as we could as quickly as possible, but it's not like professionally done. In the other studio, everything is flush.
40 seconds.
Yeah, down to a T. It's cozy.
Mm.
Who wants a podcast with more than three people on it?
Yeah.
It's overkill.
And only that studio has money hidden in it.
Oh, yeah. Does Jeff know about the cash?
What?
Stapled behind the drywall.
Yeah.
There's treasure.
Yeah.
There's
you never look behind the painting?
Buried treasure.
I never thought to.
I mean, open this sheet. It just looks out into the backyard. It's just, there is no that in Studio H. You know what I mean? There's just, everything around you is designed with. Because you
had a bad. What's that?
That really sounds like the camera has stopped rolling, the sound.
End of negative construction and first rebuttal. Beginning. Cross-examination. Miles, we have 90 seconds. Make them count.
When a famous arrives at the HeadGum studio, what studio do you want them to sit?
G.
It's gotta be G.
It's
G.
Gotta be G.
Because you don't want the famous...
It's gotta be G.
You don't want the famous to be sitting there and then what? Peeping Toms with their penises out. Looking through the window at them, at Jason Vivian Bateman. You don't want that. You want him in the back with the weird. What's up there, by the way?
The loft. It looks like it was ceilinged off, and now you can sort of see through it. There's a fiberglass that lets you see through it.
And what's up there, though?
You can't access it.
You can't. It's inaccessible.
It's an artificial ceiling for the
Bateman didn't
studio.
Want snacks?
No, he wasn't hungry.
He wasn't comfortable enough to eat in Studio H.
In here, he would have chowed down.
It would have been bacchanalian.
Granola bites with a yogurt raisin.
Prebiotic soda after prebiotic soda until he stayed for an hour.
Until he shit himself raw.
Can I tell you what I saw?
What?
That's not this. When I
not exactly Lincoln Douglas, but I'll let it slide. Oh.
Steve-O ate a Go-Gurt out of his ass in Studio H.
Everybody. End of cross examination. Here we go. First affirmative rebuttal.
What did you see?
We are not adhering to the Lincoln Douglas style.
Okay.
Well, now you can say it because it's our turn, right?
Yeah.
It is not, and I wish it was. You were supposed to be asking us questions just then, and then we were supposed to rebut the questions.
And now what are we doing?
Now the whole Lincoln Douglas, I think, has fallen to pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Allie, tell me your story.
Let's do the cross-examination now, and we'll hear Allie's story. This is so not how I wanted this to go.
Okay.
It never is, man.
It is sometimes. Dregman's was fine.
I object.
So which part, what are we doing now?
Now Allie's
story
hear my story?
Slash cross-examination. Yeah.
Okay, so I opened the door for Bateman when he came in, and Anya and Casey were already in the studio. David was in the studio, so it was just me and him, and then David walks out of the studio into the hallway, so now it's three of us there, and David goes, Jason Bateman. And then Jason Bateman, in response, lifts up his sweater, beautiful blue sweater, nips out and goes. And then I was there too.
And Allie was sitting there going, oh my.
Was that improvised or was that a thing they do?
1 minute left.
It seemed improvised.
Cross examination.
Isn't that cute?
They're that close.
That's fun.
You know what this is? This is a Lincoln dumbass debate.
Maybe. Fine.
Not you guys.
Yeah, clearly not. Clearly not. What's the question? We're supposed to ask you guys
ask
questions.
Ask us questions about Studio H. Yeah. Basically try to poke holes in our theories.
Well, here's...
It's
all
better.
Right.
Spacious.
I mean, this isn't good for me.
The space?
No, I worked hard on both of them.
And it looks great.
Thank you.
Let me just tell you it looks great.
It's really bright in here.
There does need to be a clear choice, which is the flagship studio. All of Polo Ralph Lauren's stores are amazing. But the flagship one on 57th and Park is going to be the one they are most excited about.
God. Oh, what a bummer that you know that.
Yeah.
I don't think anything I just said was correct.
Still.
57th and Park.
They don't even intersect.
The sound makes me think the GoPro is turning off. It's like really disorienting me.
What's that? Moving on to the fucking... second negative rebuttal.
Okay, what are these rules?
Yeah, what is
so Lincoln
confused.
Douglas?
Yeah, you say
Lincoln
Douglas.
Bio.
It's not going to be perfect.
Lincoln bio debate.
I did swimming. Yeah. I did theater. I didn't do debate. So the Lincoln Douglas we're doing today is my first. It's not going to be perfect. I'm not getting any help from you guys either, by the way. It seems like you don't even want to do it.
I was sort of in debate, but it wasn't called debate.
What was it called?
Something else.
Math.
No, what's the word? There's a word for it. It's like
rhetoric.
Something like that. Like I was on something where we had
junior
to argue.
Trial or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Lincoln Council, Lincoln Lawyer.
It was Lincoln
Logs.
We were in Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, I lived in a house.
I did swimming.
I did theater.
I did debate. Who can ask for anything more? Who can ask for anything more?
Studio G wins.
What?
I think
the
so.
The entire thing fell. I know you think so because you're on
yeah,
one fucking
you're on our
side.
Team.
I'm not even saying that's the end of the debate. I'm just saying Studio G wins. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it obviously is your opinion. Why don't we let the people decide?
Okay.
Well, I mean, the question.
Yep.
The question I have is right. when a famous comes and they say, "I want a podcast of HeadGum, Mr. Emil Blumenfeld," what studio do you put them in?
Sorry, David why Cross, did the famous person to- that you just imitated have like a lisp? Couldn't say their R's or something.
Next
like a
question.
5-year-old.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah. There are no questions. It was supposed to be a Lincoln Douglas debate. It's done.
Let the people weigh in. We'll decide.
Lincoln
the
Douglas. Lincoln Douglas. Let's do JFK Nixon. Like,
yeah.
Turn
let's
off
fucking...
the GoPro.
And you guys.
October 9th, 2010. Photo of a mellow yellow.
And I said
nothing. No contact.
He was 13 at the time.
That's right.
And then, if you're listening to this, vote in the comments. Yeah. Type Studio G or Studio H, and we'll tally the votes. And on next week's episode, we will know who won.
What?
These really either go well
crazy.
Or they go bad.
So we'll wait
a week.
When they go low,
we go bad.
Fine.
Okay.
I have to pick up my son soon.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I knew this might happen. I knew the debate might not have been there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
there.
Of course.
I came up with a backup plan.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we laughed enough in this episode.
Laughed a lot.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, the comments are going to disagree, because even when an episode is perfect in my eyes, people hate it.
What's one perfect episode for you?
The post-nuptial episode is my favorite episode we've done in a while. Nice. That was a while ago, though. Dregman's was good.
Dregman's was fine.
All right.
Stressconsolesystem.co.uk. By the way, this is a terrible function for the studio that we're looking behind.
I have to go like this, and it's upside down, and I can't see it.
Yeah. We didn't laugh a lot during this episode.
We did, but I guess you pre-wrote that, so we'll go along
with it. Did you pre-write it?
This is my backup plan if the Lincoln Douglas debate wasn't participated in well.
Well, I'll participate for about 7 more minutes.
This is...
Who is this?
So why don't you guys follow his instructions?
Interesting, isn't it? No, seriously, put your hands like that in front of
his instructions.
You might need to push your chairs back a little bit, guys, for this. And... just go like that. All together. Good. That's easy, isn't it? Doesn't have to be too hard. Just once more. Okay. Just lift your feet up and put your feet down like that. Again.
What is this boring Simon song?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Just laugh.
And again.
What?
Just laugh?
What I want you to do is push your stomach out.
Right? What is this video called?
It's called How to Laugh.
No. So he's teaching people
how to laugh?
Appear as though they're laughing?
How to make yourself laugh instantly.
Instantly relieve stress and worry.
Okay, wait. Sorry, you're missing the instructions.
Breathe out through the mouth. You're not blowing it out. Your stomach.
I feel like I'm going to give myself a hernia.
It's forcing the air out. Do it again.
Learn how to laugh.
Is this what Pyle was doing when you got that soundbite?
If you guys aren't going to take this seriously, then maybe you don't deserve to laugh.
We were laughing.
Oh my God, we
just
were laughing.
Just follow his instruction.
That is, ready?
Check it out.
This is bizarre.
This really makes me upset.
This is the happiest I've seen you this whole time.
Jeff is loving it.
I don't know if
Jeff
I've ever
is laughing
seen
like this.
I don't like this guy. What? This fucking weirdo.
He's teaching aliens how to laugh.
Jeff is like having breathing problems over there.
He's having an aneurysm. What
the fuck is that?
Try it. Can we all give it to the college? Try it. I just want all four of us to be doing that.
That was the worst.
Wait, so you saying that we weren't laughing enough this whole episode was just building up to that?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.